AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are lower at the closing bell after Fed Chair Jamie Powell said inflation will pick up in the coming months, but that it would likely be temporary and not enough for the Fed to alter record low interest rates.
We've got rising vaccination, we've got cases at lower levels, we've got strong support from fiscal and monetary policy, and while there are still risks, there's good reason to expect job creation to pick up in coming months.
Investors foresee stronger growth and higher inflation on the horizon. A mask mandate in Alabama was supposed to run out today, but Governor Kay Ivey is extending it for another month.
There's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus. That, along with practicing good hygiene and social distancing, has helped us keep more people from getting sick or worse, dying.
Other Republican governors in Mississippi and Texas have ended or are about to end mask mandates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is worried about people in those states.
Our concern here is on the health, welfare, well-being, and survival, frankly, of people across the country.
Police in Dallas have arrested one of their own.
Today, the Dallas Police Department arrested Officer Brian Reiser, badge number 9586. And charged him with two counts of capital murder.
Chief Eddie Garcia says the charges are related to two unconnected 2017 killings that aren't related to Reiser's police work. A source tells the AP Capitol Police are asking that the National Guard remain at the Capitol for two more months. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says the Capitol needs a security plan.
We do have to understand what the plan is here, because none of us like looking at the fencing, the gates, a uniformed presence around the Capitol.
The Senate has voted to begin debating a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. This is AP News. A 7-year-old girl in Alabama is raising money for her own brain surgery.
Little Liza Scott was diagnosed with brain malformations earlier this year. She'll have the first of what could be several operations Monday in Boston. Her mom, Elizabeth, says the family learned that even their good medical insurance wouldn't cover all the expenses. Little Liza wanted to help, so she set up a lemonade stand in her mother's bakery, Savage's Bakery in suburban Birmingham. So far, she's taken in more than $12,000 in donations. Mom also set up an online fundraiser, bringing in more than $300,000. I'm Rita Foley.
Ben Roethlisberger is returning for an 18th season with the Pittsburgh Steelers and is taking a pay cut to do it. The team and the two-time Super Bowl winner announced they have agreed on a new contract that assures the 39-year-old will be back in 2021. Financial details were not immediately available. The Steelers are in the midst of a team overhaul. Ed Donahue, AP News.